This is Ozarks at Large. Dozens of regional public water districts and rural water associations operate across Arkansas. One of the newest and most ambitious is the Ozark Mountain Regional Public Water Authority, now delivering Bull Shoals Lake water to towns and districts across Boone, Newton, and Searcy counties. But as Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, two members that signed up to purchase drinking water appear to be stricken with buyer's remorse.
For generations, rural residents living in remote Ozarks communities like Deer, St. Joe, and Zinc relied on shallow wells and springs as sources of drinking water. In 2000, local authorities working with the Arkansas Natural Resources Commission considered impounding a tributary to the Buffalo National River for a regional water supply or even tapping the Arkansas River. But 5 years later, an alliance of two dozen regional public water systems in Boone, Searcy, and Newton County formed the Ozark Mountain Regional Public Water Authority to draw water from Bull Shoals Lake.
You know what? We serve 22,000 people. I'd say 21,900 of those are happy.
Ozark Mountain Regional Public Water Authority Board Chairman Andy Anderson said certain local water supplies had become dangerously impaired.
Radium, uranium, and even uranium in some places, fluoride.
Causing the state health department to restrict water usage in certain small communities. Intermittent drought in recent years was also creating water insecurity. In the end, 18 signed on to the authority, which constructed a forked 120-mile-long water pipeline, complete with pump stations and storage tanks from Diamond City, north of Harrison, off Bull Shoals Lake, to as far south as Marshall to the east, and Nail Swain to the west, which just hooked up last year. The project was funded through federal and state grants and loans.
In total, it's about $72 million.
Of that, $62 million came from USDA, made possible by 2009 American Recovery Act stimulus funding. The Arkansas Natural Resources Commission pitched in $9.2 million in grants, plus two bank operating loans came through. Today, authority members owe $21.5 million in loan repayments. And if all 18 members who contracted for water service pay into the system, the loans will be paid off within 40 years.
Everybody knew that. Everybody knew they were going to be paying as much as $3.25 a thousand, and they agreed to it.
Half the collected revenue pays down the debt. The other half pays for maintenance plus two salaries. None of the board members are compensated, Anderson says. But now, the towns of Marshall in Boone County, population 1,300, and Lead Hill in Searcy County, population 271, want to disconnect from the public water supply.
What Lead Hill did is they turned off our water connection and turned their well back on.
Lawyers for Ozark Mountain Regional Public Water Authority filed a breach of contract lawsuit in Boone County Circuit Court, demanding Lead Hill pay the minimum monthly fee with interest and penalties on past due amounts. The matter was heard March 13th.
The judge ruled in that hearing that within 10 days they had to start paying the minimum, the monthly minimum, but instead of paying it to us directly, they have to pay it into the court.
Lead Hill City Council has 60 days to comply. The city mayor declined talking on record for this report. As for Marshall, again, Water Authority Board Chair Andy Anderson.
They've been using our water since August 19th and have yet to pay a penny.
The matter is also in litigation with a court date set for June 23rd. Marshall Mayor Jim Smithson says City Council voted to disconnect because the price of water is too high.
We had a public meeting along with a regular council meeting, and we had an overflow crowd in City Hall, and people had to stand outside because they didn't have room on the inside, and they were demanding that we go back to our original source of water, which was our natural spring.
That would be Hughes Springs, the town's traditional water source, which even in drought conditions, the mayor says, has ample flow. He blames the former Marshall mayor, James Busby, for railroading the town into joining the authority. And now, he said, the city of Marshall's forced to pay $29,000 per year for the lake water.
Over a 40-year period, it'd be like $13 million plus dollars that it'll cost the city of Marshall when we've never had to purchase water before. And so this is where the water rates had to be increased in order to meet the demands of the water authority. And then the health department now has gotten involved in it, and they're saying that the spring that we used all these years, 40-something years, would not meet their requirements and regulations now.
And if Marshall taps into their traditional water source, the Arkansas Department of Health has ordered them to upgrade their water treatment system, which residents can't afford either, the mayor says. Mayor Smithson has publicly accused both the Arkansas Department of Health and State Natural Resources Commission of profiting off the Water Authority. But in a letter of response, ARNC Executive Director Randy Young says that's not true, and that the region's springs and wells are no longer reliable public water sources. Jasper Mayor Shane Kilgore, who welcomes the project, says authority members are meeting their financial obligations by adding a surcharge to water customers to distribute the water in their communities.
Our bills did go up probably $2 a thousand, which was the first water rate increase since 1993 here in the city of Jasper.
Mayor Kilgore says previously Jasper, situated in the heart of Buffalo National River Park, relied on a local aquifer, and some residents are complaining about the taste of the lake water.
I have had several issues with water quality, and I think with time, I think it will get better.
Mayor Kilgore blames old water well lines, which are adjusting to the surge of new lake water. As for the two towns, Marshall and Lead Hill, which seek to quit the Public Water Authority?
We all signed our contracts in 2009, almost 5 years ago. We knew it was coming. We knew that we needed to do things differently financially to get ourselves to where we can afford this new water system and do the little things we needed to do, work on leaks and things of that matter. Why they're deciding now, of all times, that they don't want to be on it now that it's here and running, I just don't understand that at all.
And if all members don't honor their contracts, Ozark Mountain Regional Public Water Authority Board Chair Andy Anderson says the rest of the members will be liable for the debt.
And if that happens, we still got to make the same amount of loan payment. If you cut those two people, those two systems out, you're looking at about $35,000 a month.
A cost burden that will need to be carried by the 16 remaining members. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.